The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Plan Your Estate Radio with your host, San Jose Estate Planning Attorney Bob Bergman. Bob's been practicing law for over 40 years and is certified by the State Bar of California as a legal specialist in estate planning, trust, and probate law. Bob is here to help you set your house in order with valuable insights you can use today to prepare a better tomorrow for your loved ones. And now your host for Plan Your Estate Radio, Attorney Bob Bergman.
Well, good afternoon, Bay Area. To all of you 49ers fans out there, I'm very sorry. I actually watched the game, and even though I was a 49ers fan way back in the day and I'm not anymore, I was cheering for them because I'm here in the Bay Area. It was a great game. It was a tough game, and the fact that it went really down to the last seconds, maybe one of the really great games in the history of the Super Bowl. But somehow Mahomes pulled another one out and won the game for Kansas City, and you got to give him credit for that. Turns out he's really a fantastic quarterback. But that Purdy, he did a darn fine job, and I'm looking forward to him making it back to the big game next year with the 49ers. And I hope all of you 49ers fans out there are not completely discouraged, but you're encouraged by how well the team did this year. So part of what I try and do on this show, and what I did for the 5 years I was on the air before going off the air about roughly 10 months ago, and then coming back on at the beginning of this year, is I do like to educate. My training, college training, was to educate. I basically trained to be a high school history teacher, and then I decided that didn't make sense for me, given the way that there was an expectation of how I was supposed to be teaching students in high school. I changed my mind and went a different direction and instead went to law school and went into the practice of law. But I've always been by nature a teacher. I teach people in my Live Living Trust seminars, which I give occasionally. I may be kind of staying away from those this year for the most part because they're physically more demanding for me than they used to be. And I find that because of that, they're more difficult and they're not nearly as enjoyable as they used to be. But I still have available, accessible through my website at lawbob, lawbob.com, my estate planning webinars that are available on demand 24 hours a day. There's one, Estate Planning for Busy Parents, and that is designed for those of us who have minor children, meaning children under the age of 18 years, who are legally minors here in the state of California. And it is also for those who are concerned about providing an inheritance for their children that is protected, that has asset protection qualities associated with it. And that's a lot of what I do as a planning attorney. Then I have the Living Trust webinar, which is my general Living Trust seminar, but just rendered as a webinar. They're both about an hour long, Both of them describe what estate planning is, what we're trying to accomplish with estate planning. In the case of the estate planning for busy parents, I go into more depth about special planning I do for the young children and for inheritances. And I describe my planning process, and I describe what's included in the services that I provide, what kinds of legal documents are prepared, and what they're used for. And then my fee structure, which I have basically three different levels of planning that I discuss in my webinars. And the beauty is there's no obligation to watch these webinars. You can watch them and get educated and decide that you want somebody else to assist you. That's perfectly fine with me. I have been teaching about estate planning to the general public. I've been doing living trust seminars for probably 35 years now. And I want people to be educated about what's going on before they do planning. And I want them to be educated about who might be the best person or the best firm to actually assist them with their planning. And I bring this up because estate planning is a specialty in the law. If it were as easy as the online places or the books you could pick up at the bookstore try to make it out to be, why, literally everybody, every attorney would be doing it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of attorneys doing what they call estate planning, which means they're basically selling living trusts, doing estate planning, who really are not qualified to do that because they do not understand the intricacies of estate planning and the issues that we're trying to deal with, and also estate planning tools that are available to deal with various issues. Every family is unique. No matter what you may think you have a simple, straightforward estate plan, and you very well might. But I have found that many people who believe they have a simple plan, once they meet with me, they find out it's more complicated than they ever realized, often because of issues in the family or factors that they're not aware were even issues. And they weren't aware until they met with me and we talked about that, and they realized, oh my goodness, we really don't have as simple or easy a situation as we thought. Now, it's not my job to sit here and complicate things for people. It's my job to meet with people, determine what their needs are, and make sure that I can craft an estate planning solution for them that accomplishes the goals of the family, both the present goals and then the future goals for inheritance, how inheritance is to be treated, how it's to be utilized, who's to benefit from it, and are we going to be avoiding things that can be avoided successfully, like conservatorship, like probate, things like that. Are we going to be providing for a special needs family member in a way that will not interfere with whatever benefits they might be receiving from the state or from the federal government? These are all serious issues, and they need to be dealt with seriously. You may have a very straightforward estate. That's fine. I have planning available for straightforward estates that is much more robust than the typical trust that you can buy from some lawyer that just sells trusts or some online service. But I have more complex estate plans for families with a more complicated situation. And the beauty is you can go ahead and you can watch one of these webinars, and if you decide you want to work with me, then what to do next is all laid out at the end of the webinar. You can always go back to my website. There's instructions there as well. And you can book a preliminary planning session with me to talk about what level of planning should be done, and then we can get the planning process started. Because it is a process. This is not a 10-minute meeting with Bob. This is a process that's going to involve meeting with me. It's going to involve homework you do at home. It's going to be things I do. And then getting together and making sure we have the exact plan that you want to accomplish your family's goals. This is estate planning attorney Bob Bergman, and coming up on the first break of the show, and we'll continue after this commercial break.
This is Plan Your Estate Radio with San Jose estate planning attorney Bob Bergman on AM 1220 KDOW.
And welcome back to the second part of our show today. I'm going to take this segment and cover some questions and comments from around the state of California, which has proved to be a pretty popular section of my show. And I'm going to start first with one out of San Diego, California. And the person said, I stand to inherit a decent 8-figure inheritance in the next 10 to 20 years. I'll start first by saying, wow. So that means basically 10 million or more. Says, I've been married for 7 years and it's only gotten stronger through the COVID years. However, I'm seeing things in my wife now that either are new behaviors or things I overlooked in the past. I won't get into the details here, but I love her and would never leave her high and dry. If we divorced today, I'm pretty sure California would make her a millionaire on her own by splitting our current accounts. Is there a way, without signing a prenup, to protect any future inheritance without overtly coming out and saying, I don't really trust you 100%? Well, I'll start first by saying I'm not a marriage and family counselor. One of the ways to maybe kind of deal with that is to go to whoever you stand to inherit from, and if they're still competent, have them leave the inheritance to you in an asset-protected trust that has a requirement that your spouse enter into an agreement with you that she will never claim any part of your inheritance that's held in trust for you. That way, it's not you doing it. It's your parent or parents that are setting that up for you. And you have basically what I would call plausible deniability, that it's you communicating that. The other way is when you receive the inheritance, keep it in your individual name, set up your own trust at that time, and put the inheritance in that trust, and make provisions in there to take care of your spouse however you wish. But if you have children, for example, or others that you would want to receive what you receive when you die, then you could leave assets in trust for your spouse to take care of your spouse for your spouse's lifetime. You could even have that conditioned on your spouse still being married with you and not separated from you at the time you die, so that you can put conditions on things being left for your spouse. Now, I mean, there's no legal requirement that you take your inheritance and mix it into your marriage anywhere that I'm aware of. If you have a concern about that, then I don't know how to address that concern in the estate plan. It just means that you're going to have to deal with that at the time. And if it means your marriage blows up because of that, I can't help you with that. Does that, hopefully that makes sense to everyone listening out there, especially if you're going to inherit a substantial amount of money or property or both. It is your separate inheritance. It's separate from any marriage you have unless you intentionally mix it in or unless you take certain actions that cause it to be mixed in to your marriage. If you keep it separate, separate accounts, just in your name, and I would recommend within a something this size, a separate trust to own the inheritance so that you control what happens with it. You control where it goes. You control how it's left to your spouse, if in fact you want to have some or all of it for the benefit of your spouse. But that's pretty much what my observations are here. Here out of Jackson, California. Person says, I'm setting up my living trust and naming my daughter as the beneficiary. I need a successor trustee, but I have no one I feel comfortable with to take that title. Can my daughter be both the successor trustee and the beneficiary of my trust when I die? Answer, absolutely so. And you might even want to consider having a trust set up in such a way that everything's left in trust for your daughter, with your daughter in charge of it, so she can keep her inheritance separate from her personal relationships, personal finances, personal business activities, you know, any errors she may make where she causes an accident, she gets sued. There's a lot of ways that you can protect an inheritance, especially since it sounds like this is an only child. I don't know if the daughter's married or not or contemplating marriage, but that's a type of planning that I've done for my own daughters. I decided that, my wife and I decided that when they were born, which is now coming up on 16 years ago. And I decided to go that direction because as a father, I do not trust anybody that wants to marry one of my daughters. And those of you out there who are parents, either with adult children married to someone that you don't particularly like or trust, or with younger children that maybe are starting to date or considering that, and you're concerned about that, you're probably nodding your head up and down. Yeah, I don't trust anybody that wants to marry my kid either. And that's what the castle trust planning is that I talk about pretty extensively in my webinars. And you can also read about in my brochure that I have available. That's about a 40-page brochure that goes into a lot of depth about estate planning, why we do it, the types of planning that I do. I don't talk about fees in my brochure because those are subject to change. But the brochure stays pretty consistent. I have a new version that's available. You can go to my website and look at the menu. And you should be able to see in the menu that you can actually go and fill out something to download a copy of the brochure. I'm going to double check that. Yeah, it's if you go to the menu where it says education, then download estate planning consumer guide. That's what you can actually do to get a copy of my brochure. So we're coming up on the mid-show break, and when we come back, I'm going to change gears a little bit and talk about an initiative that I'm doing this year that might involve those of you out there who are in the financial services industry. This is Attorney Bob Bergman, host of Plan Your Estate Radio, and I'll see you on the other side of the mid-show break.
This is Plan Your Estate Radio with San Jose Estate Planning Attorney Bob Bergman.
on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, and welcome back. So, this next segment is going to be addressed to those of you out there listening to me who may be in the financial services or financial advisory industry. That would be registered reps, certified financial planners, registered investment advisors or advisory firms, and similar. At some point, I'll be directing my questions to those who are realtors in the real estate industry. But I just recently, within the last couple of months, I joined an organization that, among other things, is focused, largely focused on doing, among other things, interviewing those in the financial services industry. We have members in that industry that are in turn interviewing estate planning attorneys such as myself, and real estate realtors also are involved as well. And I just started interviewing some financial planners that were contacted and said, yes, I'd like to be interviewed by you, Bob. And what I have available and what I'm opening up to the extent that I can handle demand, if you are a financial advisory firm or a certified financial planner, or you do investment advisory services here in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, then you can email me at rpb@lawbob.com, and I can forward your information to someone in our organization that can get back to you and explain completely what the program is that we have going. Essentially, you can have a half-hour interview, a podcast interview over Zoom, where I will interview you and ask you a series of questions about you and your practice and your approach as an advisor. And then that interview will be made available on a network, a national network, that is being built right now, where you can actually link the interview and you can share it with your clients, so, or your prospective clients, so they can learn more about you with an interview format. Rather than you doing a video presentation, you have someone like me interviewing you. My organization also has a newsletter that can be distributed out with useful information, links to where these podcasts can be watched. And you're also welcome, if you decide it's a good idea, to come to me, and I can make sure that the newsletter goes out to all of your clients and all of your prospective clients. All this at no cost to you. You're not going to pay me to do a podcast. It's free to you. It's not a podcast that's about me and what I do. It's all about you and what you do and what you do for your customers and what makes you different than everyone else out there doing similar things to what you do. I think it's a fantastic program. I'm looking forward to being interviewed by others in the network who come back to me and interview me about being an estate planning attorney and what that means. How did I become an estate planning attorney? What's important to me? What makes me different from other estate planning attorneys? I think it's going to be a tremendous resource for anyone who chooses to participate with me, because now they will have, at no cost, a podcast, an interview, that they can freely share with others. You can get it. You can put it up on your website. You can link to it, whatever you'd like to do. Now, I can't accommodate hundreds and hundreds of people, but I can probably do as many as 6 to 8 podcast interviews in a month. If you're in the financial advisor industry, a CFP, an RIA, if you are work for a brokerage and you do investments or investment management for people through a brokerage, you know, one of the big ones, one of the small ones, feel free to email me with your information, rpb@lawbob.com, and also maybe a little bit if you have a CV, if you know what a CV is, a curriculum vitae, a little summary of who you are, your background and everything. I'm trying to put together this year at least 40 or 50 of these podcasts with financial advisors and advisory firms here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, you may be working for a company that has a compliance department, and if that's the case, that's fine. We can provide, we're well-versed in that. We can provide whatever information compliance needs, what the questions will be and everything, so they can clear you to do an interview like this without running afoul of the regulatory scheme that your company has or your industry has. So that's an offer I'm extending right now. I will probably continue making this offer throughout the year. But if that's something that sounds interesting to you and you have about 45 minutes to spare someday, we'll take about 15 minutes to get to know each other better, and then we'll actually do a half an hour podcast interview, then email me at rpb@lawbob.com. I'd love to hear from you. I want to help you be a better advisor for your clients and for your prospects and better able to work with them. And that'd be great if some of your clients and prospects, because of that, would like to come work with me. But that's not really the prime focus of what I'm doing here. I want to further education amongst people here in the Bay Area. I want to further their choices. I want people to become better educated about who are the professionals they're working with, and maybe why should they work with those professionals? Because there's a lot of people out there in the financial services industry and in the world of living trusts that really are not very good at what they do. They're not competent. And I think it's important that in these areas, your finances and your estate planning especially, you need to have competent counselors that are going to be able to guide you so that you're not making mistakes and so that your goals as a person and as a family are actually properly achieved. Now, that wasn't intended to be a soapbox. I guess there's a little bit of soapbox in there, but again, feel free to email me at rpb@lawbob.com, and I can get you into the system and have Martise, who is the coordinator of all these for all of our members in what's called the Legacy Leaders Network, have her get in touch with you and work out the details. I'm going to be building out a page on my website that when it's completed, it will have all sorts of information about this program, and it will actually have a link where you can actually book that podcast interview right through my website. But you'd have to contact me first, because I'm probably going to have that page password protected so that people can't just go there and start booking things with me when I have no idea who they are yet. But that'll be coming. I hope to have that up within the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, though, just give me an email. All right. So let's take a look here. So here is one out of, let's see, looks out of Yucaipa, California. It says, Mom passed away, left only two daughters as trustees and sole beneficiaries of her trust. She left a home that's being sold, and there will be proceeds left from the sale of the home. One of the daughters has died and has a widowed husband. They did not have kids. She left no will. What I don't know here is, did the daughter die before the mom or after the mom? We believe that her husband may be eligible for her estate due to California intestation law. That's likely the case if the daughter died after the mother, which means that the daughter's interest vested under the law, and it would be payable if she's not alive, would be payable to her estate. If she was married at the time, has no kids, then under intestate succession, it's likely that 100% of that 50% share would go to the daughter's widowed husband. Okay, we're coming up on the third break of our show today, and when we come back, I'll take it home with more questions and comments. This is Attorney Bob Bergman, host of Plan Your Estate Radio, and stay tuned for the final segment of the show today.
Now, back to Plan Your Estate Radio with Attorney Bob Bergman.
And welcome back for the final segment of the show today. Well, I was informed we lost a little bit of the third segment, I guess kind of cut out at the studio, so I re-engaged during the break and hopefully we'll be on the air for the rest of the show today. So I've got a few more questions and comments from around the state of California, and I thought I would address those right now. First one comes out of Santa Fe Springs, California, and it says, my sibling petitioned the probate court to administer our mother's estate, filing Form DE-124. That's Decedent's Estate Form 121. Our parents' living trust appointed me as successor trustee and beneficiary. My mother's will appoints me as her executor. How do I respond to the petition before the hearing? Well, the first thing I'd ask this person is, is there anything in your mother's name, or was everything owned by her trust? If everything was titled in the ownership of the trust, petitioning the court to be appointed administrator of a probate estate is meaningless, because that assumes that there, in fact, is a probate estate. If everything's owned by the mother's trust, then petitioning the court to be appointed in charge of her estate, there is no estate to be in charge of. It's all owned by the trust. But here's the deal. I would tell this person, first of all, engage the services of an attorney. Don't try to do this on your own. I would suggest if there is a probate estate, meaning that there's assets in the mother's name that weren't in the trust, that should make it into the trust, that you file your own petition for probate as the file your mother's will with the court, what's called lodging with the court, file your own petition to probate that will, and then have your attorney file an objection to your sister's petition on the basis that you're named as the executor of the will and she has no claim to be appointed to administer your mother's estate. So you file a response denying her petition while you file your own petition for the court to consider appointing you as the executor. But these are not things, as they say, these are trained professionals. Do not try this at home. This is not something you should try to do on your own. You go into the probate court and you don't know what you're doing, you could end up getting really messed up really fast. Now, out of Los Angeles, California, person says, my mother recently moved, and in the process, she lost the copies of her trust and will. I'm assuming she means the originals of the trust and will. The attorney she was working with died in 2019, and her office was closed upon her death. Hopefully, she did not have the originals of everything. My mother needs the filed originals of her estate documents. How should she proceed? First of all, there's probably not filed anything unless the originals of her trust and will were with that attorney. And if that's the case, you need to try starting with the State Bar of California to see if they have any records of that attorney's practice being turned over to another member of the bar, which presumably would include that attorney's files, which may include the originals of the will and trust. If that's not successful, and you can't track down the spouse of the attorney and see if the spouse has that, I would suggest go to a new attorney and start over. I mean, if you own something in the name of your trust, like a house, you've got the name of the trust, you got the date it was set up. You could do a restatement of the trust in a new will referencing the original trust and just replace your documents with fresh documents, and now you don't have to worry about finding the old ones. Part of that restatement process and doing a new will is to replace any earlier copy of anything and also revoke any earlier will and replace it with a new will. Now, today I've talked about a lot of things. I talked about my webinars, which I urge people to go get an education. Don't rely on the Google law firm to answer your questions about estate planning. You might find some really good information. Like if you go to my website, you might find some really crappy information. Because they're, and especially people who are trying to sell you something through the internet, they may not have given you any valid information about anything. So I told you about getting educated with webinars. I told you if you're a financial advisor, I'm offering podcasts at no cost to you to do a podcast that you can then use in your own advertising or with with your own clients or prospective clients. But then also, that's a good way to kind of build your recognition in your community with your clients and prospective clients. So we're coming up on the end of the show today. I hope you found it enjoyable and informative. I know I felt good today. So until next Monday, this is estate planning attorney Bob Bergman in San Jose.
You've been listening to Plan Your Estate Radio with estate planning attorney Bob Bergman. For more information on today's program or to schedule a consultation, visit lawbob.com. L-A-W-B-O-B, lawbob.com. Or call his office in San Jose, 408-247-0444. That's 408-247-0444. And be sure to tune in next week for more Plan Your Estate Radio with attorney Bob Bergman.
Opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily represent the views of the ownership, staff, or management of this station and are for informational purposes only and should not be construed to be legal, financial, or tax advice. Seek appropriate legal advice regarding your particular situation. Attorney Bob Bergman does not offer any guarantees with regard to the outcome of your legal matter. Prior results in other cases do not guarantee a similar outcome in your case. All rights reserved.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.